Peugeot Citroën was the worst affected French company when the US and its allies imposed sanctions against Iran in 2012. Until then, the car maker had been sending spare parts to its former partner, Iran Khodro. When it stopped doing so, it entered a period of deep crisis, which led to thousands of job cuts in the company. In a country facing record high unemployment, this was a shock. With the new deal between Iran and five permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany, the sanctions on Tehran are eased, bringing a mix of respite and caution to labor unions.
There will be renewed activity between Peugeot Citroën and Iran, but this doesn't mean that Peugeot will start hiring. The management has recently signed an agreement with labor unions in order to reduce staff in the coming 3 years. Peugeot wants to keep selling as many cars as it does now, perhaps a bit more, but it will not hire.
Peugeot Citroën's share prices rose just a day after the ease on sanctions was announced. Before the sanctions, the company was the biggest player on Iranian roads. Peugeot has recently announced it is hiring a new chairman in 2014. But labor unions are skeptical if Carlos Tavares can really turn around the carmaker's fortunes.
It is the US government who led the talks and for several months, under pressure from US companies, pushed for stronger commercial ties with Tehran. As a result, French companies may face a fait accompli where US companies beat them in the race to Tehran. And let's not forget, it's Peugeot's alliance with General Motors that is harming us.
In the coming days, Tehran will host the first international carmakers conference on Iranian auto industry. And that is where French brands will find out if they will dominate Iranian roads as they once did. Anastasia Pryor, Press TV, Paris.